All right, everyone, it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with How to Fix the Future. You guys really like this one. I know BitChute's been giving them the NSFW, but I've noticed that you guys haven't given a fuck. I've been checking my videos, and I'm like, holy shit, the hits are going up, even with NSFW. So, like, that's out of my control. I basically post the videos as is, but if they think they're too racy or risky or whatever, too spicy, you know, they can go ahead and throw NSFW. What that means is you just need to allow not-safe-for-work content. I mean, kind of makes sense, right? Even though it's really silly because, like, BitChute is probably, like, a not-safe-for-work site to begin with. And, I mean, I understand, like, he didn't want porn, but at the same time, it's not exactly porn as in, I mean, again, if you go to like X videos or even if you go to Pornhub and you look for these games, they only show the scenes. Like, I'm showing all the text, all the story, reading it, you know, and then of course, yeah, you'll get a sex scene, but there's a lot more to these games than just that. Hmm? Oh god, how long was I asleep? Missed from Grimm. Chloe's calling back. Hi, Chloe. Hi, Grimm. Sorry, I was sleeping when you called. What did you want? It's a little late. Been up all night? Morning? Evening? Whatever. In short, I wanted to invite you for a meet. I mean, not you personally. I mean, just the two of us. Idiot. Fuck, I mean just the three of us, you, me, and BJ. I already talked to him, he's in. What do you say? Grimm, you can't meet people from the internet in real life. Why do you think I'm using a bunch of VPN servers, double encryption, and my name is Anonym Chloe 993? Because you're mysterious? Fuck-terious? I don't trust anyone, Grimm. And there are things that should remain a secret, especially from people I barely know. But I thought we are more than barely know each other. What? We've been playing together for a long time, a few hours almost every day. We may not know much about each other, but we're still a team. Almost friends. Almost friends? Listen, Grimm, I really appreciate that you want to get to know me better, but don't. Believe me. And besides, I'm very busy. I have a lot to do. But I didn't even tell you where and when. So where and when? Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the diner on 13th Street. That's exactly when I'm busy. And the day after tomorrow? And the day after that? Anyway, Grimm, I really can't. Is there anything I can do to change your mind? No. At least promise me you'll think about it. BJ and I would love to meet you in person. Okay. Well then, see you tomorrow? Bye, Grimm. Shit. The fuck are those? Alright, back to the game. Looks like ecstasy tablets, though. For real. Damn, how long have I been playing? It's pretty late. Mom should come back from work already. What in the world is he playing? Power up! Sounds like Alter Beast! Power up! But man, I can't stop playing it. Alright, just 30 more minutes. Yes, 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 come on! Yes, almost! Yes, haha, I did it! Wait, what? The end? So I finished it? But no one's been able to finish it yet. Am I the first? You're the chosen one. What? Uh-oh. Ah! What is this place? Doesn't look good in the smell, too. Ah, what the fuck is this? You, how? Who are you and how did you? Are you Grimm? Username Pawner2000? Yes. Well, I screwed up with a username I created back in the 2000s, and it can't be changed. Jesus, what am I talking about? Who the fuck are you? How'd you get in here? Grimm, don't worry. Breathe. We're not your enemies. I'm Agent Kathy, and this is my brother, Agent Jacob. Oh, yeah, like they're both gonna be agents, and they're fucking related to each other. We're from Phoenix Corporation. You have to come with us. We have an order to take you to Polis to our president. That's all I can tell you for now. Oh, of course, now I get it, yeah. What the fuck is going on here? Maybe this game melted my brain and now I'm going crazy? I need to run. Yes! Alright, listen up. I don't know who you are or how you got here. How you got this fucking lightsaber. But I warn you, I learned the art of swordsmanship from video lessons by Mark Humish himself. Who? The guy's an actor. Played a character with a glow stick in a very old movie. I don't know why the hell they did just call him Mark Hamill. He searched for his father in the plot, I think. I think it's called Star Trail or something? Jesus, look at these two. The name's literally written on the wall. How do you even know that? What? I'm interested in the classics of the Decay era. Would never take you for the type. Should I get some tea? Get out of my house or I'll call the police. Damn, where's Mom? Mom, are you home already? Help! I wish she was home and had already called the police. Okay, enough. We don't have time for this. Grab him and let's get back to the Citadel. Octavia's waiting. Any longer and I would puke from the stench in here. Yeah, I should clean up. True. Probably do the laundry as well. It's embarrassing. Why me? I did all the work for you on our last mission. Because first, you're a guy. Second, you're my brother. And third, you're wearing this ridiculously useless suit again. We're not defending Citadel here. Hey, what if something goes wrong and we'll have to fight? You'll thank me later. Brother, we're in 2021, and the bedroom of a guy has probably never fought in reality. Who are you gonna fight? They're distracted. This is my chance. Oh, fuck. Well, I almost did it. Going somewhere? See, there's your fight. See, Kathy, a fight. I didn't wear the suit for nothing. Oh, shut up, Jacob. So, Grim, listen to me. You don't understand anything right now. But we're here because you're something like the Chosen One. You did something and that's how we found out about you. We're not going to hurt you, I promise. Let's not complicate this situation any further, please. I can't give you all the answers. Even we don't understand everything. But I promise you, you'll get them as soon as you meet Madame Octavia. She's waiting for us and she's looking forward to meeting you. What the hell is she talking about? Is this really happening? So I'm asking you to trust us. So how about it, huh? Well, I really don't get what's going on. They're weird, but they don't look like robbers or psychos. I wonder what happens if you try to resist them. Fuck it. All this is fucking insane. Look, agents. Hell knows of what. Hell knows from where. I don't know anything and I don't want to know. I'm not going anywhere with you. Now get out of my house. That's too bad, Grim, but we can't go back without you. The president won't forgive us. Under no circumstances can we upset our mistress. What the fuck? Don't we have a man as our president? Jacob, grab him. What? No, you can't. If you work for the government, it's illegal. It's a violation of my rights. Oh, Grim, there are no governments where we are headed. We all obey the corporation and do whatever... Oh, yep, that makes sense. We all obey the corporation and do whatever our Madam President says. Yep, that's the future. That is definitely the fucking future, unfortunately. The term violation of rights does not exist there either. What? Oh, wow. No such thing as... You! Rights! We don't have rights! We have what the corporation tells us. You don't like what the corporation says? Too bad! But don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds. Besides, I think you're far too valuable to Octavia. And you'll get anything you want if you obey her. Hell no, this shit is way out of line. I'm out of here! And now get ready. This jump may not be very comfy. Jacob barfed after his first one. Safe travels, Grim. The future awaits us. What's the... It's like a Stargate, dude. Ah, fuck! Ugh. Ouch. Smooth linen, eh, Grim? I might have smashed my nuts. Well, this is what you get for not coming with us willingly. If you speak to Octavia in this manner as well, squashed nuts would become a pleasant recollection for you. Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Doc is already tinkering with the stabilizers to optimize energy flow, so that we don't get blasted out of the portal like cannonballs every time. Where are we? Oi, oi. I don't feel so good. I think I'm gonna... Ew, gross. Haha, Doc, I think some of it got on your shoes. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. No worries, young man. This is fairly common and normal reaction for your body after traveling through space and time. Traveling through space and... My name is Dr. Charles Garden. I must admit, young man, that it's a great honor to finally meet you. I must say, you've caused quite a ruckus. We spent much of our time, manpower, and resources to get to you. Yes, hello. I'm pleased to meet you as well. Wait a minute. To get to me? Listen, what's going on? Where are we? How did I get here? What does this mean? And why did you look for me? Well, you're asking the right questions. Unfortunately, I can't tell you everything. But I'll say this, young man. You are the reason the time portal opened. Before all this, we could only traverse through space. We still have a lot of unknowns that need to be unraveled. But since you're finally here, I think we'll get the answers to a lot of those soon enough. Still makes zero sense to me. I'm afraid that's all I know and can tell. Madam President is the one in charge here. She'll answer all of your questions, although I suppose she'll have just as many questions for you. Actually, about that, Grim, let's go. I'll take you to your room. Madam President will meet you when she's ready. Listen, I'm afraid this is some kind of mistake. Maybe I'm sleeping right now, and besides, I'm not feeling too good. I think... Grim, shh, relax, breathe. Like I said, you're not in danger, I promise. And I swear to you that everything around you is real. Kathy is very nice, and deep in my heart, I believe her. Okay, I'm thinking if I'm already here, I might as well try to figure out what's going on and at least hear out this Octavia. Wonderful. Come on, I'll show you your room. It's actually next to mine. Great, isn't it? Great indeed. Oh, and just so you know, don't call Madam President by her name. She doesn't like that. In fact, you're better off not saying anything until she asks. If you want to address her by name, say Madam Octavia. Now that is quite odd. Alright. Am I really in the future? Well, we definitely went from my room to here, and it all looks real. But how? Kathy? I think we have a problem. What is it? Well, you know, on the mission, we didn't do everything we were supposed to. You get what I mean? Blast! Grim, Jacob will guide you. I have to go. Jacob, stall for a time a bit so that Octavia doesn't find out about this. Where's she off to? Ah, well, nowhere. So, shall we go? I'll show you your room. One of the best in the Citadel, actually. Albeit a bit small, you're not the president after all. Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, and did I mention the food around here? Truly luscious. You know, to my knowledge, I didn't sign up for a getaway trip with all... I didn't sign up for a getaway trip with an all-included option. I'm not planning to stay here for long. I don't even know where here is. Well, that's not for you to decide. What did you say? Here we are. This is your room. This one's much cleaner, and more importantly, it smells much better than the one we took you from. Wow, it's more impressive than I thought. It's so futuristic. Anyway, get some rest. I'll let Octavia know we're back. She'll send someone for you. And hey, nice to meet you. Friendly response, cold response, or aggressive response? Righto. Well, I'm off. Have some rest. I can't believe this. How did I... Where did I... All these people. This place. Where the hell am I? Shit. I don't feel so good. Traveling through space and time? Phew. Yeah, right. Although it's possible... If it's possible, I would probably feel this way. Okay, I'm just gonna lie down for a minute. My head ringing. or my head is ringing would be better. That's it. Just for a minute. But it actually wouldn't be my head is ringing. It'd be my ears are ringing. Okay. Rise and shine, boy. Oh, where am I? Oh, yeah, I remember. So it wasn't a dream. Jesus, she's so hot. And strong. What a woman. I wouldn't want to piss her off. Or maybe I would. Her abs are better than mine. Madam President wants to see you. Follow me. Excuse me, who are you? My name is Olga. I'm head of security and personal bodyguard to Madam Octavia. You are in the Polis, more specifically in the Citadel, the headquarters of the Phoenix Corporation. Strange names. I've never heard of them before. Information updated. Olga. Oh, well, no, we got more than Olga. Mom, score one? Please tell me you can't bang your mother in this game. Let's see. Kathy is very cute and welcoming. Even though we got to know each other in not the best of circumstances, but I think something sparked between us. Kathy's brother. He's a bit out there, but other than that, looks like a normal guy to me. I think we can get along nicely. Olga, I wouldn't joke around with a woman of that stature, especially if she's wielding a gun. She's the head of security and personal bodyguard of Mistress Octavia. Why is it that when she talks, the only thing on my mind is to look at her boobs? It's so hard not to stare at them. Oh, they are so fucking amazing. I'd plunge my face right in between them if I could. Hey, my eyes are here, young man. Apologies, I didn't mean to. I'll pretend I didn't notice. Octavia's waiting for us. Let's go. Hey, I got by with a sneak. The corridor connects the main hall with the living quarters. Just try to remember the route so that you don't get lost when you walk by yourself. Damn, she's like 7 foot tall. Why does everyone talk as if I'm staying here? I was planning on going back home tonight. I don't want to stay here for too long. Grim, when Madam President will be finished with her explanation, I think you'll understand. But don't even think about being rude, arrogant, or anything of the sort. She's a terrific woman, but she can also be very cruel. You don't want to piss her off, believe me. Do what she says, and don't blurt stuff out. Do you understand? Jesus, okay. What the hell? And I thought you didn't exist. Figures. Right from the start, I thought this whole thing with the artifacts was a fool's game. But here you are. Now all that's left is to make some sense of this. I don't understand. Of course you don't. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. So, if you still had doubts about the reality of what's going on, see for yourself. Welcome to 2121. Holy fuck. This is unbelievable. Is this real? I can't believe it. Impressive, right? I can't even imagine what you're feeling right now. I've never traveled in time. I'm even a little jealous. But we have to go. There's no time for sentiment. Octavia is waiting. Let's go. Grim, it's so good to finally meet you. Hi. Damn, she's so cute. I think she likes me. I'm Lou, but there's no time for talk. I'm sure we'll have time for that later. Come on, let's go. I hope so. Madam President, it's him, Grim. Sorry for being late, Mistress. Grim was taking in the views. Grim, I'm so glad you're finally here. I've been waiting for this moment for far too long. Leave us and bring Kathy and Jacob here. Where have they gone? Yes, Mistress. See you around, handsome. She didn't answer the question. That was weird. Grim, have a seat. We've got a lot to talk about. So, Grim, please, tell me about yourself. Well, I don't even know what to tell you. I'm Grim. I work in a shop. I didn't go to college. I have no friends. I think that's all. To be honest, I expected something different. All right, let's try it this way. Does the number 3113 ring any bells for you? No, nothing. Just a number. Why? A few years ago, debris fell to the earth. We found them, put them together. It was like an alien artifact, but we are not certain about its purpose. We did not collect everything, only some parts of it. But even that was enough to extract data and energy from the artifact. Energy helped us create the time portal that you went through, and the data gave us the number 3113, as well as your name and coordinates in time and space. The portal in time has never been opened before. We use it to traverse Earth in a faster and safer manner, collecting debris. But 6 months ago, something happened. When we picked up a new batch of debris, we studied them all in the lab next to the portal, when suddenly the portal started to change. And Dr. Charles found out that the portal could send us back in time, but only to a specific period in time. That's where our agents found you. And now I'm trying to figure out what it all means. Why the portal in time? Why you? Why exactly your time period? I was hoping you'd have the answers, but you don't seem to have a clue yourself, and that's not good. This is just crazy. Yes, you're right. I don't have a single clue. Portals, artifacts, traveling the future, agents. Frankly, I'm still in shock from all this, and I can't believe this is real. Well, believe it or not, it is real. For some reason, you and your time were encoded in those artifacts. Or in these artifacts, whatever. Someone thinks you are the chosen one. People thought you would come and save us, but now I see that you're just a petrified young man who's been ripped from his time. Save you? Sounds like you guys are doing fantastic. Trust me, Grim, we're not doing great. The Earth is almost dead. There are 5 cities left on this entire planet, and the world's population has shrunk to 5 million in the last 100 years. You're kidding, right? You mean to tell me that we will go extinct in just 100 years? You see, in your time period, the world is ruled by greedy people and corporations. But worst of all, there is one particular individual who hasn't even been born yet in your time. His actions and his corporation will destroy the world as you know it. Humanity will survive, but the Earth and billions of people will die and wither. Thanks to a few daring individuals, a couple million people were able to leave the planet and colonize the moon and Mars, but we... And it's only a matter of time before we all die. Why don't you just leave the planet like they did? Because those who have left the planet want nothing to do with us. They formed an alliance and are afraid to accept us. You see, I'm president of the same corporation which is responsible for all of this. And exactly this... And it's this corporation that... Let's see. Exactly this... That's really not the way to say that. And it's this corporation that rules all of the 5 cities that remain. Oh, no. And it's... Okay. And it's exactly this corporation that rules all of the 5 cities that remain. So you blame this corporation for all it has done, but at the same time you're leading it? It's a little weird, don't you think? I hate this corporation with all my heart. Derek, the president of the corporation who was behind all of this, he hurt me deeply. And I swore I'd fix everything he'd done. 10 years after he died, when the world was falling apart, I led a small group of people. We took over one of the corporation's offices, and that's how I started building it back up. Not the corporation from the dark past, but a new one. I called it Phoenix. Like a bird that is reborn from the ashes, I was rebuilding that corporation piece by piece. It was I who saved the 5 cities from starvation and war. And things around here are not the same as before. They were an evil entity. We're not like that. But not everyone understands that a corporation by itself means absolutely nothing. All that matters is who's in charge, and I did everything I deemed necessary to save the remaining population. So you think of yourself as some kind of hero who saved the planet? Oh, Grim, of course not. I only delayed the inevitable. I saved them, but everyone dies sooner or later. We think that in some miraculous way, you're the one who'll save everyone. That's why we need you here, till we figure this out. What the fuck is she doing? I was hoping you'd be a brilliant scientist or a strong fighter. But alas, you're just a young guy with your share of problems. But we'll make do with what we have. But why me? Why my name and coordinates? That's what we have to find out. Did something weird happen to you recently? Well, you can say that. I got a game and finished it. And then Agents Kathy and Jacob showed up. Game. You mean a video game? Did anyone else get it? Where did it come from? I don't know. Nobody knows where it came from, but millions of people around the world got it. And as far as I know, no one but me could finish it. Now we're getting somewhere. This explains a lot. So the game has something to do with the artifact we collected. And it also confirms that you're not as simple as you think you are. No one else could finish the game? Then you're special. I wouldn't say so. I didn't find it too difficult. I just finished it in one day. What was it like? Were there any mention of something extraterrestrial, the future of the planet, or the number 3113? I don't think so. It didn't look like anything I've seen before. And yes, the events of the game were not on Earth, but it felt like something was testing me. My brain. Well then, we need to discuss that with Dr. Charles, but at another time. Is there anything else you'd like to ask me? Actually, yes. This Derek, who is he? And how exactly did he destroy the world? Derek was an heir to a giant business empire. Corporation used to be called UWI, United World Industries. He inherited it after the death of his grandfather in 2041. From the very first day, he started buying up everything he could, mining, energy, food, and even entire defense and industrial complexes. He used every penny earned by his grandfather. At the age of 25, he became the richest man on the planet. He owned thousands of businesses around the world, and many governments had his people inside. He ran the corporation for 50 years, but his greed led to irreversible consequences. Aggressive resource extraction policies led to the depletion of the soil, which had also caused irreparable damage to the environment and had a strong impact on climate change. And don't even get me started on his weaponry endeavors. He became the Lord of War. Governments fell and rose by his will. Eventually, famine, war, and the economic crisis. All of these are his achievements. After Derek's death in 2091, the corporation and all of its influence were passed down to his heir, his son. Yeah, a guy named Derek kind of sounds like a dick. But his son was a weak leader and mediocre businessman, and the situation as a whole around the world was already at a boiling point. He wasn't able to defuse the situation. Eventually, a few years later, famine spread across the whole world and refugees flocked from all over the world to Europe and the United States. There was a terrifying struggle for the remaining resources. Many countries were engulfed by war, including nuclear ones. By that time, the corporation could no longer maintain proper control over the whole ordeal, neither the world nor the chaos that prospered on it. 10 years after Derek's death, the land was almost destroyed by famine, disease, and war. By 2101, the world's population had decreased to 5 million. Some were lucky enough to escape from the planet and colonize others, but we remain here to survive and die. How did the others leave the planet, and why can't they accept you? Thanks to Yvonne Husk and his space projects, Yvonne Husk. About 2 million people were able to colonize the moon and Mars. The settlers were carefully selected, but the main condition was that there was no connection to the corporation. The amount was very small by that time. After settling down, they formed an alliance, and they called themselves the Alliance of the Milky Way Planets, or AWMP. For short, small groups of people were colonizing the remote parts of our galaxy. Asteroids mostly, but also some planets. They focused their efforts on developing their technologies and long gone surpassed us. We tried to negotiate with them to explain that we're not the same corporation that destroyed the same planet. But they didn't want to listen to us. I tried to persuade them to take at least the women and children, but it seems that when they left the Earth, they lost their humanity. They shoot down all the satellites and ships that leave Earth. What about the Earth? What's with the planet and cities? Most of the planet is uninhabitable. There's radiation, storms, and dust everywhere. We've been able to save and rebuild 5 cities that are now inhabited. We are in the Polis, the capital of our corporation and the biggest city. It provides for the rest of the cities. All production and food processing facilities are located here. There are also outcasts who live outside the cities, a bunch of fanatics who hate the corporation. But these people are not very dangerous, and there's not very many of them. What do you know about the artifact in the portal? Not much. A couple of years ago, we detected a lot of debris entering the atmosphere. After collecting and studying them, we were able to build a portal. We don't fully understand how it works or what it is, but it obviously fell on the Earth for a reason. It seems harmless, but not many people know about it. The whole project is classified. And what's interesting, not everyone can enter it. From all the agents, only Kathy and Jacob were able to make a jump to your time period. That explains a lot. That's all. I have a million questions, but I can't even start to put them into words. We'll have time to chat later. It will take time. Madam President, you wanted to see us? Yes, Agent Kathy, you've been gone for a long time. Apologies, I had to deal with some things. Sit down. We all have a lot to talk about. Well, look at them. Trio that will save the planet. As you all know, only the three of you can travel in time, and we'll use that. And speaking to Grimm, I realize that he is not quite the man we expected him to be. But that doesn't mean he's useless. He can get better, in all aspects. Grimm, you're going to the Academy of Agents. You're going to be one of us. Physical training, science and technology classes, tactics and strategy lessons. You'll be taught to think and react in seconds, as well as using technologies to your advantage. Let's hope it helps you with your mission. Excuse me, what mission? Save your future, and our present, of course. But how? Do you have a plan? And what role do I play in it? And what's the purpose of the Academy, anyway? For now, my plan was to deal with the data from the debris and find the person whose name was encoded in it. We don't know what may be encrypted in the next debris found. Perhaps the answer lies in them. While I was sorting this out and thinking about possible solutions to our problem, you'll have to go through training at the Academy. Whatever your role in all this, the Academy trains highly skilled professionals who can do a lot of things. And given what I've seen, you could use a little skills and abilities development. Hell, after all I've seen and heard, I believe them all. And this is what I wanted for so long, to be a part of something. I mean, I pictured myself as a member of a big company, or a music band. It would just be band. You don't really have to put music there. But a mission to save the world with Phoenix agents? Shit, I like it. I'd love to be an agent, Octavia, whatever that means, but I'd like to return back home eventually. You will return back to your time when I deem it appropriate. Many of the answers, as well as the solution to our problem, are in the past, and I'm very glad to hear that. I like your enthusiasm. But don't just call me by my name, Grimm. I'm your Madam President, understand? Excellent. You catch on quickly. I'm glad we got that sorted out. Now I have some business with you, Kathy. For me, Mistress? Well, I'm listening. Did you really think I wouldn't find out about the things you've done? Okay, hold on. We gotta go back. We gotta go back. Excellent. Okay, Mistress Octavia's good. Aha, Mommy! I'll remember that. But I think you got it. She will remember this. I like that. I think I'm going to just keep that one. Yes, madam, I'm sorry. I'm glad we got that sorted out. I have some business with you, Kathy. For me, mistress? Well, I'm listening. Did you really think I wouldn't find out about the things you've done? You acted behind my back for personal reasons. You deviated from an order, and therefore I'm stripping you of your duties as an agent. You lose all your privileges, and you will never be able to claim them back. Oh God, no, I beg you, mistress, don't do this. I was only trying to save my family. And what came of it? You made it only worse. It'll be a lesson for you for the rest of your life. What the fuck is going on here? If this is our future, I definitely want to change it. Jacob is as stiff as ice, and it doesn't look like he's going to stand up for his sister. I beg you, mistress, my father will die if I can't buy him medicine. I need his job. I need this job, rather. You should have thought about that when you went back in time alone. No! No, you can't do that! Please! Shit, Kathy is shaking like a leaf in the wind. I have to do something. But on the other hand, I don't know her at all. I have to think about myself and how I'm going to get back home. Madam President? Stay out of it, Grimm. I'm sorry, but I can't stand by and watch this. I don't know what Kathy did, but it appears as though her father's life rests in your hands. I grew up without a father. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Really? And what do you suggest? I don't know. I'll do as you say. I'll go to the Academy as you wanted. Just don't do that to Kathy. Please, it's not right. Oh, so that's how it is. Interesting. Well, Kathy, looks like you got yourself a valiant knight willing to do anything for you. I accept your offer, Grimm. If she does something wrong again, you'll be held accountable, seeing as you vouched for her. And rest assured, Grimm, such a favor has a price. Fuck, I knew it. But I saved Kathy. I hope it was worth it. Thanks, Grim. Starting tomorrow, your training begins, Grim. Kathy and Jacob will tell you everything and help you get up to speed. That's all. You're free to go. Let me help you, Kathy. Thank you, Grim. Unfucking believable. What have I got myself into? This day just turned my world upside down. Wonderful. The foundation has been laid. She reminds me of the mistress. Like, from Starless. Especially with that couch, that chair. Except she's on the opposite side that my character is. Like, I have a figurine of the mistress that looks almost damn near exact. Only difference is she doesn't have shoes, and the mistress here does, but the same nylons, you know, same nylon, leggings, nylons, whatever you want to call them. Damn near the same outfit. Holy shit, like I'm looking at the figure here. Let me see. She's got a necklace around her neck. Let me see, is there a necklace on this figurine here? Yeah, there's something around her neck, but I think it's because the outfit comes off so she can be nude. But I don't ever have her nude. I always have it with the outfit on. You wanted to see me, my mistress? Yes, Lou, come here. What are your orders, my mistress? I'm a little bit tired. The conversation was interesting and exhausting. On your knees. You know what I need. Yes, my mistress. Oh, Lord, here we go. If this ain't some stylish shit. All right, folks. So, we're going to stop it right here. Probably going to be some feet stuff going on. I know there's feet people. And it's Grim, we haven't had enough feet. I haven't seen much feet stuff. Well, you're fitting to see some fucking femdom feet stuff. I didn't even know this had femdom in it. But, y'all definitely going to want to pay attention to the next How to Fix the Future, because this shit's getting interesting. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Uncanny Valley with How to Fix the Future.